or something.
Okay.
Holding Pasuk Zayin.
Yeah.
Hine mitosa shel shleim shishi and gebarim sovelim gebar Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is speaking to the Umas Olam. Klal Yisrael is speaking to and is explaining to them where were we zeicha. Hine mitosa shel shleim shishi gebarim sovelim pirush. Ishtivu knes Yisrael beinechem yipolei me'ayin zachizach hakavod hazeh. From where was I zeicha to have this chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on? Da shamishkin horlich imanu umesham horlich hakoil umesham zochel hakoil. In other words, everything is coming from the Mishkan. So let's just explain what the point of that is. So we're responding with some sort of another, what exactly are we responding with? So the word is we're responding with, let's give a muscle. Imagine a person has an appliance, a washing machine, and the washing machine is turning and washing everything. And I tell somebody, you know, it's amazing and everything. It's all coming from the plug that's plugged into the wall. In other words, all my appliances work only because they're plugged into something. The mucker and the it's the same thing with a person. A person's goof is phenomenal and wonderful and great and fantastic. But if it's unplugged from the mucker achias, it's nothing. So the Mishkan is the mucker achias of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if you're asking me, everything that you see is going on so wonderfully well, it's all coming because of mechubah to a certain sherish. Mitosa shal shleima hua mishkin. And again, the mishkin is always a makom chibur. So the dogma of charamitas and so on, the dogma of chibur means this is where it's mischabe to yonim and the chiyus is coming from. Shishin gevar sabla pirush Hema Sanhedrin, Shehoyu Shishim, Valeya Masora, Dehainu Shiva Royim Pnei Melech, Ushleshon Soim Rashav Shem Shivim, Ushnaim Emaleim Akoilim, Shekol Mokim Shu Shivim Yeshem Aleim Shnei Koilim Koshkam Leim. So the Goyen explains over here that Be'etzim, the Sanhedrin, when you speak about Shishim, it's something which is a meduyik number. He says it's be'etzim shishim, and then you have another asara. If you want to take a look for a minute, take a look in his ha'ara. Let's say in ha'ara 146, he says, at the last few lines on the page, very much sonu gamba shivim umois in yezeshim is talking the shishim ashne masa. But there is the yo yatsiv bulus amnus vesro hitchila chilik haaretz at the soul yud base umois when a son of the knan of bonum should base with shishim umus hoy svibus at the soul the mute base umos shabbat the soul him ein base. So let's explain a little bit how it works. Be'etzem, the Shivim Umois is 7 times 10. 10 are the spheres. Those are different. That's the chilukim that there exists. And then these 10 can have 6 different directions that they fan out to. Malamata, panim ocher, yamin smoil. So if you take 60 and you add the 10 shrushim to it, you get 70. In a certain sense, the spheres work like that, because the sphere of Malchus is always considered an additional sphere. And it Malchus, in a sense, encapsulates the other six. So in the Olam HaMaisa, you have six different spheres. And then you have a seventh one, which in a certain sense is connected all that. So the different ways of being mechalakit, but akoponim, the iron of Sanhedrin consists of shishim, asara, and shtayim on top of them. The shtayim on top of them is, in a Sanhedrin, you have the head of the Sanhedrin, and then you have the mufla. If you take a look, let me get a Rambam. It's a very strange setup.
I think we spoke about this in Parak Aleph.
Right.
Like Pasuk Beis.
Correct. I think so also. In almost over it again. You have over here in Shaiftim, in Rambam. So the Rambam speaks about the Sanhedrin, and he says that the Sanhedrin is you have the Shivim.
In Parak Aleph, he brings the pasuk in Yirmiyah.
And he brings so on the Shivim, you have the head of the Sanhedrin, and then you have the Mufla. And it's very, very hard to understand what the job of the Mufla is. Right, that we spoke about it. Reuven Margolius has a very interesting mahalach in it. While Koponim, for some reason, the Shivim have two on top of it. It's counterintuitive, because you really would expect it to have one on top of it. So these are different chilukim of it. Now, in the big picture, so he goes here through a bit of the inyanim of the Sanhedrin and so on. It's ki'ilu l'mayin afkemina. He's saying mitosa shalosh loymoy shish gorsav lo. So you have the Mishkan over here, and you have the Sanhedrin around it. So it's ki'ilu, the Sanhedrin are the ones that draw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Hashpo and Ashra, which is very interesting. Pashtus, you learn that the Mishkan is the Makom Vashra, and then so on, it's the Sheirish. You have different, what's the right word for it? You have Hashpos in the world around. The Sanhedrin is just there for its own sake. In other words, whatever it is that the Sanhedrin needs to do, they need to do it, next to the Makom Ashev Hashem, that a lot of the Haras have Tekif only if they sit there. So the Pashas is, it's for the sake of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin need to get Zat Eshmaya, they need to get Ashraf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're there. The Mashmoz is the other way around, that the Sanhedrin are what create that Hashba. He asks him, where do you have all this covered? He says, the Mishkan goes with us, and the Mishkan has Shishin, Gibor, and Sovlo, and various role. So this is all part of the answer of his question. So, and he's saying, that all of them, and then Kulam Achuze Cherub, and so on. So, Lemaisa, where does that contribute to the additional Shivas of Klal Yisrael? The you know, so the, it says the mashal, and I think this is a, I think this is the kavana over here. It says that if Klal Yisrael is me'avis es adin, it's mesalik b'shchina. If the famous Chazal that says a mashal for why, how come you have mishpatim before Matan Torah and mishpatim after Matan Torah? You start with minui dayanim and you finish with eilam mishpatim. So the Chazal say it's like a melech goes and a shemer in front and a shemer in the back. That's the way here we have the chayshim mishpat is the shmira in the front and in the back. So I think the pshat's like this. The only way you can have kvod shchina is two things. You need to be mechuba lamala. You need also to make sure that whatever it is that you're drawing from lamala does not become baza lamata. In other words, to take a melech, so for instance, if I want the melech to come visit me, I need two things. First of all, I need to be close enough to the melech that he should feel it important to come down and visit me. Secondly, I need to have a make sure that this is a befitting place for the melech. And the first and foremost thing is shmira. And when a president comes, the Secret Service comes and they drive you crazy, making sure that the place is safe and so on and so forth and secure. So you always have a melech does not come to place without a shmira. The same thing, unless you have a shmira in a ruchnistic sense, unless what you have is shomer, then it's not going to be there. So for a shoshan to be there, you need a kirva, or we'll call it ava and yira, let's say. You need to have the kirva and you need to have the protection around it that it not becomes solid with whatever's around it. Now, of all the chelki ha-Torah, we can say as follows. The chelki ha-Torah that deals with mitzvahs ben adam lamakom, that's the chibat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvahs ben chaver is all the way around. It's that Torah or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, live in a place that's livable for it. A makom full of chamas is not a place where the Shechina can stay. And it's specifically because the ruchnius interaction with this world is specifically in the element of Mishpat, Ayin Sefer, Orchus Chaim. The intersection of Akash Baruch Hu in this world is Mishpat, and Akash Baruch Hu is Oisei Mishpat. In a makom that there's no Mishpat, then Akash Baruch Hu can't be there. And that's why Ki'ilu, the shmir around him, is the front and the back. I'll say something very parallel to it. So we're speaking like on a Ruchnistic level, but there's a Joshua Saran who speaks about how is it that Chukim can make an impression on Goyim. Rak Am Chochem Benochem Hazeh and so on. So the Ran says that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Ran says like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, that we don't have the hashpah to the goyim starts with mishpatim dafka. So if a goy sees us acting extremely nicely in inyanim of lifnim mishros adin, we wear two pairs of tefillin of in a tams and mehudah tefillin, it makes no reshim on the goy. The reshim on the goy is if we act erlich and yashrin like a mensch and so on and so forth. If we do that, then he's willing to give us credit that all the other stuff we do is also very, very chash and very good. But if it doesn't, if that doesn't get on the way, then nothing else goes on the way. In other words, the shmira for the world of chukim in this world is mishpat dafka. That's where the two things meet together. And therefore, the two items together only come together when one is coming together. So the Shishun Gebayim Saviv law is part of the answer. Because you want to know why is the Shechina Shari over here, and why is it that Akash Bar stays here? The answer is because we have a Mishkan, that's a Makom Chibur, and we have Shishun Gebayim Saviv law. And he says in the Shishun Gebayim Saviv law, that's where the Sanhedrin. So the Sanhedrin really, and in a bigger picture, it's true also. The Sanhedrin is supposed to be the Shmira of Torah in this world. In other words, all of Torah Shebaal Peh, they're the ones that know what it is. And if we forget it, they remind us. Any Shaila that comes in, they're done. In other words, they're be'etzim, they're not more than the fact that people should keep the Torah. You know, as a local Beis Din is there to make sure that the people keep the Torah, that each and every person keeps the Torah. The Sanhedrin is there that the integrity of the Torah stay. And in other words, it's a shmira directly on Torah.
Mm-hmm. So on this Nakuda, first I think Rabbi spoke about this gufa, this point in Hakdama Rambam's Pirsha Mishnah, is that that's gufa why the Drabanans are made separately than the Deraisas, even though we're supposed to have a Siyagosh Latera, is because the Drabanan have to put in these special Shmiras, which are, you know, another layer. But just on the Pashup shot that the Gun is explaining, so Kedai play every single word that he sees in the Shir Shirim, he understands is not just a word in and of itself, but a reference to something else.
Right.
If Shlomo HaMelech, the Shir Shirim, is trying to express the Sanhedrin, why would we use the Lashon of Shishim as a reference? Shouldn't he use Shivim? I'm saying it's not the Etzim Shishim, it's Shishim, and I know we could squeeze the Sanhedrin into calling the Sanhedrin Shishim and then another 10, but if it's Shivim, right, like, why wouldn't he say Shivim Gibayim Savim Lami Gibayim Yisrael?
So my hashara would be that Shishim are actually the Shemrim. In other words, if you to ask yourself how many different pu'ulos take place, then you would say Shishim. But the Shishim Gibayim Saviv law, the Saviv law is Shishim. And six is a number that's Saviv law. Six is something that takes something around from all sides. The Shivim is tachlis, how many people do you need? So let's give a mashal, not similar, but at least but similar to this Nekuda. If I tell you I'm asked to send down guards to guard a certain fortress. So I tell my commander, I'm going to need 60 guards. Send me down 75 people. I say, you say to yourself, if it's 60, that's 75. He says, no, but if I have 60 people, I need to have rotation. I need to have somebody on top of everybody else. I need this, I need that. In other words, in order to get 60 Shemrim, I need to have 70 people. So here it's also similar to that. For whatever reason, in the terms of the Shmira of Saviv law, and I guess the Hadgoshi here is, it's totally surrounded with Shmira, that is, in fact, 60. The count of 70 is because, Tachlis, you need to have a Roish of each one of these sixes, these tens. That's the way I understand the Gaon would understand it.
Uh-huh.
Sort of. You get this a lot of times. When how many spheres do you count? You can count 10, you can count 7, you can count 6, you can count the 3. There's the different ways of, are you looking at all the Pirtei Pratim? Are you looking at the Shrashim? So I assume that Klapi, the Shmir Shaboy, it's 60. Klapi, the Metzias, how many people do you need? How many Sanhedrin need to have Shishin Gebrei and Saviv law? That's when you have ayin base. Mm-hmm. That's where I would assume it means that.
So we're saying that the foundation of the Sanhedrin Be'etzem is really 60, and the remaining 12 people are...
There is such an Indian. In other words,
over each group of folks.
Yeah, to the Pnimius Indian, that's the groin that he mentions, that, mm-hmm. that it can be seen as 60. The groin doesn't tell us when you would speak about 60, when you're 70. Why tack over here? Do we look at it that way? I don't know. It doesn't have...
Because that fits very geschmack with what he said in Pasuk Beis, that we know the source of how many Dayanim, based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyo, which says, V'yikach riva tabachim, as shlosh shashem yasaf, min ha'ir lakach tzachar, v'shira anashim, v'sar tzva'a, v'shishim ish. So either it's 12, but it's 60, but then another, you know, loose 12.
Exactly. That Pasuk tells you that there's a configuration with shishim ish, and the rest of the people are of a different minui, but they get added along. Mm-hmm. I don't know the pnimius of it. I don't know what the title of it is, but
some sort of hierarchy of
correct. And right. So in the minyan, in other words, the Rambam or in Halacha, when you talk about how many yidden sitting around the table, the answer is 72. That's how many needs sitting around the table. What does that work out to? It works out to 60-ish, and then other people that are, I guess, mimunet, or the different types of mimim or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also say something. So he's going in a certain order. Kohanim Budavoda, Levim are the Noisei Ha'arin, and Yisraelim are the ones that are the Gibor Yisrael that are watching it. So, in other words, what he's saying is the Pasuk is being Madgish over here, that the Shemira is Dafka through Yisrael. I would. So, L'chori, there's no halacha that has to be dafki Yisrael. It's by default. It's not like Shishi or Shlishi, we need Yisrael. But I think what he means is Kohanim and Levim are there mitzad the hashpa coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kabbalah and the funneling it into the Kli, into Klal Yisrael, that's something that is so Kohan Levim are mitzad the Mashpia, and Yisrael is mitzad the Makabel, and therefore it's a mila. So even if you have Kohan Levim included in the Shishin Geboirim, their role in that Shishin Geboirim is Mitaris Makabel, Mitaris Yisrael, not Mitaris Mashpia. And that where Klal Yisrael has the mila. In other words, when we're talking about these milas, this is what we're talking about. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Would this be similar to maybe kind of the points that Rabbi references in the Archos Chaim, that that's when Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael, and the Gedolim and the Rabbanim and the people who are Isaac the Torah are, you know, the Kelim to funnel the Torah into Klal Yisrael, but the Be'etzem, the base is, you know, all the Shvatim and not Shevet Levi exclusively. Is it a similar kind of idea?
Correct, and in that way, they're the ones who bring it out to Pile. They're the Kli, they're the one that are the Shemim. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's him. It's I guess the Balabatim always need to find an excuse that all things should lead back to being, you know, revolving around the Balabatim.
They're mystics. Okay, Vesed, I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Thank you. All the best.